CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. There's concern about the safety of American diplomats in Cuba, and the FBI is investigating. Correspondent Steve Dorsey has more on this CBS News exclusive. He joins us live from Washington.
Steve, a State Department spokesperson says some U.S. government personnel in Havana on official duty have reported incidents that have caused a variety of physical symptoms. The department hasn't made clear what those incidents have been and what those symptoms are, but it did take action against Cuba. On May 23rd, the U.S. asked two Cuban officials in the U.S. to leave the country. The spokesperson also says it reminded the Cuban government of its obligations under the Vienna Convention to protect diplomats. An investigation is underway. Live in Washington, Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
FBI agents raided a Virginia home owned by former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort late last month in a hunt for evidence in the Russia investigation, but this may raise more questions than answers. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
FBI agents staging a pre-dawn raid, reportedly seizing some of the same documents their target had already shared with congressional investigators. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn says he smells a fishing expedition for far bigger fish than Paul Manafort.
Now, if Donald Trump has nothing to hide, the trail could then stop at Manafort. But if there's more to the story, you have to imagine that this news will make Donald Trump and the White House very, very nervous.
From Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who apparently ordered the raid, no comment. Steve?
Secretary of State Tillerson says Americans should sleep well at night and not be concerned about the latest North Korea rhetoric as he pursues diplomatic efforts.
Whether we've got them backed into a corner or not is difficult to say, but diplomatically, you never like to have someone in a corner without a way for them to get out.
He stopped over in Guam, the U.S. territory threatened by North Korea. President Trump threatened fire and fury yesterday. CBS's Ben Tracy is in Beijing.
The Chinese government fears that this war of words could lead to a regional arms race, and that already appears to be happening. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is calling for a complete overhaul of South Korea's military in the face of North Korea's rapidly evolving nuclear capabilities. In Japan, some lawmakers are pushing for new weapons that could launch a preemptive strike.
In Palm Beach County, Florida, Tiger Woods has agreed to plead guilty to reckless driving, but his lawyer entered a not guilty plea to a DUI charge. Woods was found asleep in his car in May, apparently under the influence of medication. Both the Powerball and Mega Millions lottery jackpots now top $300 million. First time in 7 years that's happened, and enough for Mitch Mullins to plunk down a few dollars at a store in Vernon, Connecticut.
When it gets that high, I generally stick my toe in.
Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 48 points. NASDAQ is down 20. This is CBS News.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Like what you're hearing? Get even more great content from CBS Radio News podcasts. Listen to TV broadcasts like The Evening News and Face the Nation on demand. Or hear original audio programming like our weekend review show, The Weekend Roundup. You can also hear the story behind the story on Reporter's Notebook or What's Hot on Tech Talk with Larry Magid. Get these podcasts and more from iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play today.
In New Orleans, there's finger-pointing after weekend rain overwhelmed city pumps.
For hours, the New Orleans City Council grilled officials in charge of the city's network of pumps and canals as the general superintendent of the city's sewerage and water board insisted everything was running as it should.
The pumps were on. The pumps were on. All right, that was simply too much rain.
But council members also heard that not every pump was in service.
14 pumps were out of service for maintenance.
Hours later, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu said he's going to fire the superintendent. The executive director of the drainage agency announced his retirement, and another official tendered his resignation. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
Disney says it's aiming to pull its movies from Netflix and launch its own streaming services in 2019. One will offer animated and live-action movies, the other live sports. Disney stock is down more than 4% today. Steve Kathan, CBS News.